Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happened to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Lift those hands and pray. Worship him in the spirit. Worship him in the spirit. Worship him in the spirit. All over this hall. All of you watching online, following online, worship in the spirit, worship in the spirit. Le porisoteya galle prosateya. Le pregetoso de librega poriso de libregatesh. Le payagateso teya galabragatesh kabaha. Le payagale kali de son de librega barosa de libregatesha. Le prega baila kale de son de librega belegresa. Le prega bala prate son de librega belotosa de librega borosa. Le prate kapala de son de librega belotosa. Librega bala de son de librega bala teya garabadosa. Librega bala kade son de librega baratosa. We praise you. We worship you in your glory. Glory, O God. Libre de sote le pregatesha. Libre getea la mare de caro sakata. You are glorious in your praise. You are fearful in your praise. You are mighty in your praise. Ipara de saka. Libre getea. Libre getesha. Libre getea. Libre getosha tea. Libre getosha tea. Libre getori de getosha. Libre getoya la kai galeros. Ipara de sotea balagade. You inhabit the praises of your people. You arise and your enemies are scattered. You arise and your enemies are put to shame. We magnify you. We magnify your name. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. The captain of the host. The Lord of hosts. Le prege ba 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 ba. Le prege te ala bragadesha. Le prege te gaya na kadesha. Li prege to sata. Li prege pore nesho. Li prege to sata. Li prege to sakada. Li prege to sata. Li prege de sotea. Li prege pore nesho. Li prege pore de kotoya. Li prege pore de kadesh. Li prege pore de pore nesho. Li prege pore de kadosha. Li prege palande ke le proto. Li prege to sate ala gata. Le paye ke to sata ya gata. Le braga ba 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 ba. Regeto satea, mi regeto satea, le regete a la baradesa, le regete kaya la baradasha, le regedesha. As we praise you, reveal, reveal your arm, reveal your arm, reveal your holy arm, reveal your holy arm. Le gosha, mi regete kaya, le prete sutea, mi regete, mi regete, mi regete. Let the light of your face shine. Let the light of your glory shine. Let the light of your face shine. Let the light of your glory shine. Libregetea, libregetea, libregetoja, libregeparande, libregetea, 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 carabrahata. Hey, abalabala galagadesha. Leave those hands. Hey, everywhere you are, leave those hands. The poor le pori de sakaya, the pori de sa. Tonight is that night. Tonight is that night. Tonight is that night. We protect those sagada. Leave those hands. Le pore de tosha. Magnify him. Magnify him. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Our hands are lifted in adoration. Our hands are lifted in praise. Our hands are lifted in exaltation of your name. Oh, who else is God except you, our Lord? Who else is a rock except you, our Lord? Jehovah Sekenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Sekenu is your name, the Lord, our righteousness. We give you praise and we give you glory. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Now listen carefully. As I lead us in this prayer, pray with every fervency. There must be fervency of heart. Be focused, and as you're praying, believe in your heart that God hears and receive the answers to your prayers. Lift your hands. Say, Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, I pray this evening that you grant unto me the spirit of revelation and of wisdom in the knowledge of you more and more. Deeper and clearer, that as your word comes forth today, that the eyes of my understanding be flooded with the light of your truth, with the light of the knowledge of your word, with the light of the knowledge of the glory, that I may know the hope of your calling on my life, that I may know the wealth, the riches of your glorious inheritance, which you have made me a partaker of in the sense in the light, that I may know the exceeding greatness of your power towards me who believe, the same power, the same might that you walked in Christ, that you exerted on Christ when you raised him from the dead and caused him to sit at your right hand, far above all principality and power, far above all might and dominion, far above every title, every authority, every name given in this age and in the age to come. And you made him head over all, gave him authority to be head over all unto the church, your body, the fullness of you that fills all and is in all. Tonight, I pray that my heart be flooded with light and that I be transformed into the same image of your glory that I behold. Open your mouth and pray.
The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, Lord. The eyes of our understanding being flooded with light, Lord. For the just shall be delivered through knowledge. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. That's your word, Lord. The revelation and knowledge be imparted unto the spirit, unto the heart of everyone under the sound of my voice, that today you will minister mighty deliverances. Today you will bring forth the vindication of the righteous. Today, oh God, that men be armed with righteousness, established in righteousness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. The scripture says that the just shall be delivered through knowledge. The scripture says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. By the virtue of the light of his knowledge saturating our hearts today, I decree the ordained victory over any and every attack from hell, over any and every attack from wicked and evil men, in the name of Jesus. It is ordained, and today it is enforced. Father, we give you praise and we give you all glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed, and the people of God shout your loudest, amen. I enjoin every loved son who knows how to praise the Lord, who knows how to rejoice while praising him. Don't be careless with your praise. Somebody shout your biggest hallelujah. Somebody shout your biggest hallelujah. Somebody shout your biggest hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome that person by your side and still keep standing. Don't sit yet. Make sure that there's nobody by your side that will remain a stranger. Don't sit yet. We are on a series equipped to possess your prophecy. Ask your neighbor, are you equipped to possess your prophecy? 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 23. First Chronicles. You know, I'm not looking back, so those of you with my screen have to be very smart. I need the best hand on my screen. Hold that neighbor and let us read. One to go. Now, these were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. Ask your neighbor, are you equipped? And are you surrounded by those who are equipped for war? What's that war? Talk to me now. What's the war? The good fight of faith. Are you equipped for radicality of faith? And are you surrounded by those who are radical with their faith? For what purpose? To turn over the kingdom, the thrones ordained for you already, according to prophecy, according to the word of God. That which, not according to covetousness, not according to lust, that which God has spoken concerning us. Are you equipped? So help me before you sit down. Turn to that neighbor, hold his or her hand, say, to possess your prophecy, you must be fully armed for war. To fight the good fight of faith concerning your prophecy. Tell that neighbor, the thrones that God has ordained for you, and even your next dimension, is waiting for the audacity, the courage, and the radicality of your faith. Say, are you ready? Who is ready here? There are people that are still too quiet. They are still too quiet. They are still thinking about it. They are still paying attention to their feelings. Those who walk by faith don't walk by feelings. Somebody say, I feel. You're not ready yet. You're still feeling. God says it, it settles it. God said it over me, nothing can stop it. By my God, I will run against any troop that stands against me. By my God, I leap over any wall that tries to stop me. Nothing stops my prophecy. Nothing delays my prophecy. I'm taking it now! The violent takes it by force. It's either you have a violent faith or you take the back seat in the kingdom. Either you rise with a violent faith, or you take what? The back seat. Now, we started talking about what things or what God arms us with, what he equips us with for this victory, right? Oh, beautiful. And the first one we said is what? Is what? Light. The second one we said is what? Strength. So on Wednesday last week during PEP and on Thursday, that's what we focused on. Light and what? Strength. Then the third one we focused on Friday is what? Authority. And that's where the anointing comes, right? Authority and the anointing. Now, today we are going to focus on the fourth one. Somebody say righteousness. Before you sit down, find 8 people and tell them God arms you with righteousness. For victory, he arms us with righteousness. The basic thing I want you to learn about righteousness before we go into the mysteries of how God arms us with righteousness. is that there are three dimensions to righteousness. Somebody say three dimensions. Come on, talk to me again. Say three dimensions. The first dimension of righteousness is the nature of righteousness. The nature of righteousness. And righteousness is first of all a nature, not just what you do, but who you are. Righteousness is first of all a nature, not just what you do, but who you are. For example, if you bring a 20-year-old young man and you bring a gorilla, I will look at the young man and say, no, this is a human being. This is a gorilla. They are not the same species. They are not the same. And I'm not saying that because the human being can talk. I'm not saying that because the human being can run. Because the gorilla can run. I'm not saying that because the human being has some form of intelligence. I'm saying that because the human being was born by another human being and carries in him the life of a human being, transmitted through the blood of a human being. By the virtue of being born by a human being, he carries the nature of a human being. I can begin to characterize all the differences between this human being and the gorilla. His intelligence, his ability to do certain things that a gorilla can never do. No matter how a gorilla almost likes to act like a man. But you see, the reason that 20-year-old is a man is because of his nature, not just because of his capability. If I make it just because of his capability, then I'm making a very big mistake. Because when a human being is born as a baby, that baby may not have certain capabilities, even though the potentials and the abilities are in him. The baby comes crying and may not be able to talk intelligently like a human being. So you have to now teach the baby how to talk. Teach the baby how to. The baby has to even learn how to run. That baby couldn't run from the day it was born doesn't mean he's not a human being. And if you leave that baby without coaching, anything the baby finds, where does it go straight to? In the mouth. The baby can even go outside and lick sand. Take sand and lick. How many of you licked sand? Wave your hands now. You remember. Those who are not raising their hands licked without remembering. Now, what class of animals actually lick sand? Reptiles. Right? That a baby is licking sand, does it make a baby a reptile? No, you see, we're not characterizing the baby as a reptile because it's licking sand. Because we are so sure of the nature of the baby. The potentials to grow and be able to discern the difference between sand and beverage. Sand and beverage is there. So he'll be able to know this is the difference between this and a cocoa beverage. It's there. But as a child, he doesn't have the capability yet. It's not been built, but he has the ability. The potentials are there. He has not been nurtured into his ability. I want you to listen because it's important. That's the same way we are. When you're born of God, you're born with the very nature of God. And the nature of God is who? Righteousness. righteousness. Ephesians chapter 4. First, you have to pay attention. There is something that is happening tonight. Pay attention. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Yeah, can you start from verse 22? Let's watch. That you put off consigning your former conduct, your former behavior, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. So he said there is an old mindset. That's what it calls. There is an old mindset. Because what he's talking about, but this old man here now is not nature, is nurture. There is a difference between nature and nurture. Somebody say nature. Say nurture. So after you give birth, nature comes from birth. Nurture comes from teaching and training. After you give birth to a human being, and that human being has a nature of a man, you now have to start teaching the child how to talk, how to speak certain languages. And as an infant, at 2, 3, 4, 5 years, a child has an ability to pick 5 languages at a time. I hope you know. 5 different languages at a time. But it has to be taught. Some of them, the child will learn by observation. Just watching. The father, the mother, and everybody in this environment talking. And as they are talking, the child is picking it. Some of them have to be taught. The child will make and speak. You know, children speak terrible English, right? As they speak, you correct. As they speak, you correct. And as you're corrected, and then they go to school. So they are having teaching, they are being taught, they are being trained, and then they grow into it. So this is what he's telling us. He said, hey, you had a nature of sin before. You had a nature of sin. Now, that nature of sin is crucified with Christ. Dead. Now, that nature of sin gave you a training. Your mind was trained by that nature. And your mind has acquired the taste to lust, the taste to sin. That's why after you give your life to Christ, you still notice that there is still an appetite to do things that are wrong and sinful. Because the nature that was in you before you gave your life to Christ had trained your emotions, trained your intellect, trained your reasoning, trained your will. And so sometimes you just notice that you just want to do something that is wrong. Trained it. So once your nature is changed, there now has to be a retraining. Somebody say a retraining. So he said, listen, put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Verse 23, everybody read with me and read that very loud. 1, 2, go. And be renewed in the what? That spirit, is it small S or capital S? That means the spirit of your mind means the attitude of your mind, your mindset, the way you think. So there is going to be a renewal, a retraining of the way you think. Now look at verse 24. And everybody read this and read that very loud. 1, 2, go. That you what? Which was created according to God. Is that nature? In what? The new man was created according to God in what? And what? Holiness. So if you ever confess, I am a new creation, just as the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things. And if you call yourself a new creation, if you believe you're born again, you're recreated in the nature of righteousness. That means when God looks at you, he sees you as righteous. When God looks at you, he sees you as holy. It's a nature. Everybody shout nature. Come on, shout nature. Come on, shout nature. Lift your hands and say this boldly. Say, I am created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And this, I want you to listen because it's important. This is a gift of God. Nobody earns it, and nobody can earn it. Nobody changes his way into righteousness. Nobody behaves his way into righteousness. No. This is a perfect gift of God, only by the grace of what Jesus did for us. Listen very carefully. This is important. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. See how it happened. Verse 21, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Hold your neighbor as you read. 1, 2, go. For he made him who knew no sin. Who is the person who knew no sin? Jesus Christ. How did he make him sin? He laid the sin of the whole world, past, present, and future, all upon him, of all mankind. Every sin of all mankind. And he became the atonement and the sacrifice for that sin. That's what John the Baptist was foretelling. When he called him, he said, this is the Lamb of God who takes away. He's going to take away the sin of the world by paying the price for it. And that price was death. That the wages of sin is death. That every soul that sin has to die. That's the justice. The righteousness of God must be met. That a soul that sins must die. So Jesus had to die, not for himself, because he wasn't born in sin and he didn't commit anything. He only became sin, and that sin was laid on him as he hung on that Calvary tree. So he made him who knew no sin, who committed no sin, to be sin for us. He became a sin offering for us. For what purpose did that happen? Read and read out loud the next one. That what? That what? That what? That we might become the righteousness. Now I want to ask, the first part, has it happened? Did Jesus die? Talk to me, church. Did Jesus die? The second part, has it also happened? Why would the first part happen and the second part not happen? This is the word of God. This is the grace of our God. That Jesus became what we were so we can become what he is. Substitution. So for me to say I'm a sinner is to say Jesus didn't die for my sins. He paid for it. I'm no longer in my sins. You see, your mind is going now because you remembered you lied yesterday. what you're happening is that you've forgotten nature and nurture. You're a babe that licked sand doesn't mean you're a reptile. You're still trying to describe yourself by your nurture. You've not accepted yourself yet by nature. The child that licks sand is dangerous, because the child can pick up something that is seen in any way is harmful, even to a believer. People sin and their marriages break, hurt themselves, hurt their children, even as believers. People sin, and sin is destructive in every way. But that child is licking sand. I mean, how many of you either did it, or you have a sibling that did it, that took something that was poisonous, took kerosene, drank bleach? Are you getting it? But that doesn't mean you're not a human being. It means that you've not yet been trained to discern. And your ability have not yet been nurtured. So you lack capability to know which one is wrong. You're still like a spiritual babe. But that, listen, does not negate. That does not cancel out your nature. All you just need is to be nurtured, to be discipled by one who knows and teach you the word of God, and teach you the word of God. And what the Bible say, your word have I hid in my heart. When you're well trained, your taste will change. So the issue is that some people are still struggling. And why they are struggling is that they are thinking about nurture and not nature. If Jesus died for my sins, and I received what he did for me, that means I'm no longer in my sins. I am now his righteousness. I have now received the nature of righteousness. I am now recreated in the nature of righteousness. So I can boldly raise my hands. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. With all boldness, without any sense of inferiority, any sense of guilt or shame, shout it loud. I am. I am is nature. I do is nurture. I am first is nature. We are going to get to I do. Shout it loud. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm not a sinner. I am no longer in my sins. For he that the Son of Man has made free is free indeed. I'm free from sin. I'm free from every curse of sin. I'm free from every bondage of sin. I'm free from every addiction of sin. Sin has no dominion over me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you keep saying it, not because pastor said you should say it, but because when pastor was telling you to say it, he showed you the revelation in the word. Because you believe God and you believe his word, and because you know that if God says so, that settles it. So you keep saying it. One more time, shout it louder. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let the righteous declare how righteous he is and praise the Lord in righteousness. So it's a gift. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. First, please. Hold your neighbor. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David, hear the word of the Lord. and read that scripture to him or her and loud. One to go. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one. So he didn't say if by one man, it would have been any man. He said the one man. Who is that the one man? The first Adam. Somebody say the first Adam. If by that one man's offense, he sinned, and because of it, death came. And that death reigned through that first Adam. And so every human being that was born through blood was born with sin and in sin. And had death reigning over him. Everybody. Because of one man that sinned, the first Adam. If what Adam did by sinning was powerful enough to infect all humanity with sin, look at what the scripture says. Continue. Much more. So listen, if what Adam did was powerful enough, what Jesus did is more powerful. If every man born through blood, natural blood, was born with sin, you don't have to teach a child to lie, because that it came through natural blood. The Bible is telling us what Jesus now did, this one man, is more powerful. So hold that neighbor and read it to that neighbor and loud. One to go. Now raise your voice in the much more. One to go. Much more. Those who receive what? And those who receive abundance of grace. Is it by works or by grace that we are saved? Is it by our behavior or by our believing that we are saved? So if we received the abundance of grace, and of what? The gift of righteousness. Why is it a gift? We born that we are also born righteous. I don't care what you think. I was born righteous. Your opinion doesn't matter. I was born righteous. I'm born that way. I'm a righteous man. I'm a saint. What's a saint? Once sanctified. Am I not sanctified unto God? Consecrated unto God? Didn't the Bible say I was created in righteousness and what? True holiness. What's holiness? Sanctification. Sanctification. I'm holy. I'm a holy man of God. Is it heavy on your mouth? If it's heavy in your mouth, it's because the devil has so much lie to you. It's trying to describe you by your behavior, not by your nature. If you took a child because the child was licking sand and keep telling the child, you're a reptile, you're a reptile, you're a reptile, that child will grow up believing he's what? But is he a reptile? All you've been told is not who you are. I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. And he settles it. We're going to deal with the rest, but we need to settle this nature thing. Is a gift. There is nothing you did to be bettered by your parents. You didn't end being bettered by your parents. Being born into your family, you didn't end nothing. You just found yourself. Is a gift. Nature is impacted as grace, a gift. Nobody ends nature. Somebody say, I hear. Give God praise if you got that one. Remember how to give God praise? Remember how to give God praise, not just clapping. Thank God. All right, glory to Jesus. The second dimension of righteousness is the position of righteousness. So the nature talks about the person of righteousness. So righteousness is a person. That righteousness is Jesus Christ. And whoever receives him becomes righteous. The second is a position of righteousness. What's a position of righteousness? It means our right standing with God. Our posture. This is not just nature, but posture. We have a right standing with God. When you're righteous, God no longer is angry with you. God no longer will punish you for the things you do wrong. Because there is a posture, there is a standing. You now have peace with God. Give me Romans chapter 5, verse 1. First. Okay, go back to the last verse of chapter 4. Let me start from there. The last verse of chapter 4, verse 25. Now, where you see who there, it talks about Jesus Christ. So hold your neighbor and read that scripture to your neighbor. So instead of saying who, say Jesus Christ. One to go. Jesus Christ was delivered up because of our offense. And was raised up because of what? What's our justification? Our acquittal from our offenses. You no longer owe no debt. Your sins and your offenses are forgiven you. And you stand faultless and irreproachable. Blameless before God. That justification. When he was raised from the dead, he was raised that we might stand irreproachable and blameless. That's a position we are in Christ. Keep holding that, neighbor. So read, because of this thing that happened on the cross of Calvary and on resurrection morning. See the result. Chapter 5, verse 1. One to go. Therefore. Somebody shout, therefore. If this has happened, if he was delivered and he died for our offenses and he was raised for our justification, the Bible says, therefore, somebody shout, therefore. Therefore. Having been justified by faith, we have. God is never angry at me. God will never forsake me. So righteousness is having a right standing with God. It's a posture. We are seated. Not we will be seated. We are seated at his right hand with Christ. The right hand is speaking of the place of honor. The place of authority. Also the place of acceptance. I'm accepted in the beloved. So I can boldly say I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm a member of the family of God. I belong to him. I have a position where whenever it concerns me and God, the only thing that is between me and him is peace. I have peace. Come on, say I have peace. Come on, say I have peace. Look at verse 2. First, one to go. Through whom also we have what? By what? Access into what? In which we is. Are we already standing in that grace? I told you of many of them during PEP. We talked about power, wisdom. One of them is victory. There is a grace, mama, called the vengeance of God. is one I want to show you now. Grace core is vengeance. Vindication for the righteous. Fury for the wicked. Vindication for the righteous. Defense for the righteous. Destruction for the wicked. The same God. And this is righteousness. Right? It's his righteousness. It's another word for righteousness is called justice. A woman was boasting about her child to her neighbor. I'm boasting. And the neighbor said, you will see. And went on a demonic altar and did something. From that day, that child went haywire. And became a reproach. Because somebody said, you will see. The child is innocent. Just the mother carelessly speaking pride. From one issue to another. From one, that child comes out from one issue to another. From one issue to another. Until we address the case. A young man working an oil company suddenly had the wife fall sick from one hospital to another. From what that woman was going down. They were carrying her from one place to another. The woman herself was also working in an oil company. They had the means, but money was ashamed. Money couldn't solve it. And the woman died. The day they were burying her, the child she had given birth to was also in the hospital dying. Her own child dying. Her own child dying. Such that his brothers couldn't come for the burial because they were in another city battling with the while he was burying the wife, he mustered and called me with tears and said, Pastor, what kind of thing is, what's going on? His boss and the boss of the woman all came for the burial. Their co-workers came. He finished 1 week after returned back to office. They gave him his leave was through. As he was entering the office, it was a sack letter he met. True life story. When he picked the phone and called me, the Lord said, now leave where you are and get there because of the child. So I said, meet me up here. And they met me. He left the city where he was working and came back to the city where the brothers were taking care of the child. As I entered the house and began to pray in the spirit, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw a hand, dirty, beastly hand with long nails, pointing accusations at him. How I laughed. By the grace of God, we addressed it that day. And the prophetic came upon me and I spoke. I said that you might know that it is the Lord, that I speak not as man. I said you'll be called back. And not just called back with a promotion. As I left, he was called back a few weeks after. An apology was tendered and he was given not double, triple promotion. The child that was dying, for you to know it was not a medical sickness issue. The child that was dying regained her life immediately. Today she's a graduate. I told them no more medicine, nothing. That was it. And the Lord delivered them like that. What was that? There are things we don't say openly. But what we needed to do at that moment was to release the vengeance of God. So you must know your position. For example, you must understand our position in righteousness is peace. Somebody say peace. So you're never in a place, I don't know if God is angry with me. No, God is never angry with you. It doesn't mean that God likes when you do wrong. But he has a covenant of peace. And his covenant of peace is everlasting. It doesn't mean he won't rebuke. It doesn't mean he won't chastise. It doesn't mean he will not keep training you. But what he can never do is to break his covenant of peace. Our posture in the spirit, in righteousness, is sitting. Somebody say sitting. Say, I'm seated with Christ. Is that your position? Is that your posture? You remember we've talked about nature? Now we're talking about what? Posture. We've talked about person, we are now talking about position. You get that? Your posture is sitting. Do you sit while the battle is on? You sit when it is finished. You sit when it is finished. Sitting is the position of heroes and those who have conquered. When you've conquered, you sit. So, our position in righteousness is not that we want to gain victory. No, it's that we come from victory. We are on the mountain of victory. Somebody heard it. Some people fight for victory. Some people fight from victory. Fighting for victory is that you want to earn something. Fighting from victory is that you're enforcing and telling the devil you're a liar. This battle already fought. I'm not the sick. I'm already healed. You are a liar. This one too ends in praise according to the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. You're not like a drowning man that is fighting to be saved. You have a sense that I'm already a victor in Christ and through Christ. Raise your hand. Say, I've got the victory over the devil, over hell, over darkness, over the kingdom of darkness, over the circumstances of this life, over wicked and evil men, over every persecution, over every trial, through my Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks be to God who gives me the victory. These are not just mere words. These are spirits and they are life. De caitos and de libra de shata. So think about what you may be facing or your family may be facing. And let me explain. The victory was won before the battle started. That thing is already rigged. They don't write result before election. Already rigged. Already rigged. Should I tell you? It works together for your good. If you were close to Jesus like his disciples, when he was suffering, And when the devil thought he caught him and he was hanging on the cross, you would have thought he was finished. But if they knew. That's the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is that when the enemy thinks he's attacking you, God is using it to promote you. Nothing brings you down. Nothing defeats you. Nothing defeats you. No matter how you throw the dice, you will always win. We always triumph through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's my position. That's my posture. So if you see me walking like this, you know, you don't have to spread your hand. In the spirit, walk like a Superman. You are. You are. Somebody say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. All right. Pray in the spirit. Victory over fear. Victory over death. Victory, victory, victory. Victory, victory, victory. Victory, victory, victory. Lekote sundali bregateya. Victory, victory, victory. Victory, victory. Victory, victory. In your family's victory. Concerning your brother, victory. Concerning your sister, victory. Concerning your mother, victory. Concerning your father, victory. Concerning your husband, victory. Concerning your wife, victory. Concerning your son, victory. Concerning your daughter, victory. Concerning your grandchild, victory. Concerning, victory. Concerning that soul, that new convert, that believer God committed to your discipleship. In the name of Jesus, victory. Victory. Concerning your ministry, victory. In the name of Jesus, have your seat in God's presence. The third dimension of righteousness is now the one you should pay attention. Please receive the gift and reckon with what God says you are. Assume the nature. Put it on. Put on the consciousness that you're the righteousness of God. That's what it means. Put off that lie that you're a sinner. And put on the consciousness. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be secure in your position and maintain your steeze. Maintain your posture. Never let any lie of the enemy shift you from your position of righteousness. We are going to deal with a whole lot of things in our lives, and God does it. He purifies us. He rebukes us. He corrects us. He instructs us. He chastises us. He disciplines us. But all from the position of righteousness. Oh, never call yourself what God doesn't call you. Never see yourself as God doesn't see you. Don't let any experience make God a liar. Experiences are temporal. They change. You must stand your ground. Maintain your composure. Don't let anything get you agitated, alarmed, or perplexed. Know who you are. And then begin to stay in the training of the Spirit. How does God train us? and do not be conformed. So it's two sides of the coin of how we are trained. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. First. Now we are moving into the third dimension. It's called the practice, the nurture of righteousness. It's the nurture in righteousness that gets you to practice righteousness. There is a practicing of righteousness. That means you're behaving your nature. You're not acting like a man. But you're not acting like a man because you learned it. You're acting like a man because it's your nature and now you learned it. If you try to teach a gorilla and train a gorilla to be a man, it can never be a man. Train a gorilla for 50 years. That gorilla can never be a man because it doesn't have the nature. So we don't practice righteousness because we are trained. We practice righteousness because we have the nature that is trained. It has to start with nature. There has to be a root before there is a fruit. It's the root that supplies the fruit. So people who are struggling with practicing righteousness are struggling because they do not have the concept of who they are. There is a distorted image of who they are in Christ. So they suffer from shame, from guilt, from low self-esteem when it comes to spiritual things and as it relates to righteousness. Somebody lift your hand and say, not me. Say, I know who I am in Christ. Shout it louder. Say, I know who I am in Christ. So see the first side of it. Chapter 12, verse 1. Hold that neighbor and read to that neighbor, 1, 2, go. One more time. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living what? A living what? So when your tongue is moving to lie, you say, no way, you won't lie. This tongue is to release anointing. For the sake of anointing, I don't lie. What I'm doing is that I'm presenting my will at that moment and my tongue a living. The urge to lie, the temptation to lie is presenting itself. I tell myself, no, I'm a righteous man. My mind is a slave to righteousness, not to sin. My tongue is an instrument of the anointing and of righteousness, not sin. When you want to cuss people out, you say, no way. Salt water and fresh water will not flow from the same mouth. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed and I am a blessing. All that proceeds from me is a blessing. Did you notice? Let me tell you the vindication of God. Mama, the vindication of God is that He is the only one that can handle evil without being corrupted by evil. So He said to Adam, there is tree of life. He didn't tell him not to eat of it. He could have eaten of it. He told him, this one, tree of the knowledge of what? Good and of evil. Why? Because the devil had been cast down and sin had been found on earth too. He said, this one, don't eat of it. Why? This one is consecrated. God is the only one that can handle evil. Every man that touched corruption was corrupted by it. Only Jesus touched a leper and wasn't infected. Only him. Touched a leper and wasn't corrupted and didn't have to go to the priest to clean himself. Only Jesus will a woman flowing touch him and live. So life flows from God. The immortal. endless life. So by the mercies of God, present your bodies. When that nudge comes and that temptation comes, you reckon yourself as the righteous. And you say, no. It's a sacrifice. When you have someone you truly like and you truly genuinely love and you want to marry the person, and the dictates of your feelings and emotions say sleep with the person, and you say no, I'm gonna honor God, for this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, glorify him in your spirit and in your body. I won't. It's a sacrifice. Because everything in your emotions is saying, I should. So God says, you've got to learn. By the mercies of God, it's not going to happen by your strength. It's by the mercies of God. To present your bodies a living sacrifice. So I want to tell you, I want to get back to what, stand up, let me show you. So God says, you're a blessing, because I'm trying to reconnect back to that. That's who I am. I've made you a blessing. You're blessed. What flows from you should be a blessing. Don't curse. He said, even those who curse you, Jesus says, bless them. You say, not lie. I don't believe in that. The moment you curse them, you violate the law of righteousness. You can't curse people and not be corrupted. Only God can curse and not be corrupted. So God said, bless, let me curse them for you. The moment you curse them, God steps back. If you want to see the vengeance of God, stay on the path of righteousness. God fights for the righteous. If you fight your fight, you're left to fight. And by the time you're through fighting, can you get into debt with a pig and not be? Have you noticed that every time you try to defend yourself, people are lying about you. People, at the end of the day, you ended up lying about them too. You end up being the thing you hated. Many times, you notice you finish doing all those things, and after a while, I have to remember that people are watching, let me stay here. Anyway, if you're watching, it's not the aesthetics. Get the word. This is a process. We are working. We are doing construction inside. Amen. God at work. And men at work. Mama, sit down. So if they force you to go a mile, go the extra mile. He said, don't try to soil your conscience defending yourself. No matter what you do, don't violate the law of righteousness. That's where the practice of righteousness comes. people lie against you, let them lie. If you have a place that you have to give account of yourself, give account of yourself with your hands like this. Stand and make sure you don't become what you say they are. Don't. Let me tell you what I've learned. Every time you try to defend yourself your own way, you end up messing everything else up. You complicate matters and you make it worse. Take it from Pastor David. I speak by revelation and by experience. Take it from me. Wave your hands, all of you that are here. Say, I hear. So, the practice of righteousness in the scripture is called uprightness. 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 Somebody say uprightness. Father, I have to do this in two sessions. Because I need to go home and meditate on this. Meditate on this because your heart has to be established in it. Does God arm us with righteousness? Yes. Whenever God begins to teach you righteousness and establish your heart in righteousness, and you start being perfected in the practice of righteousness, you're being armed with one of the most dangerous weapons anybody can have. Let me give you some scriptures. Isaiah chapter 59. I'll read from verse 14 to 21. Fast, please. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. Please pay attention. For truth is falling. I'm entering now the mysteries of this. Truth is falling in the street, and equity cannot enter. People are being oppressed. People are being stolen from. People are being ganged up against. Some people who feel like they have access, they have connection, they have money. You're here. Somebody is trying to take what belongs to you. Justice is far. Fifteen. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Does that sound like the state of many institutions in Nigeria today? If you decide to do the right thing, everybody will gang up against you. Because the only way you can be their friend is if you can steal with them. If you can do something with them. He who departs from evil, when you now want to live right, is as if you have become a prey to be eaten up. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. Kai! That mantle is on me. Whoever it is that justice has been denied for whatever reason, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the righteousness of God, he arises for vengeance for you. There are some of you that your family have been denied justice. People have lied on your head. People have released a pesayakatayalaba. The carousa in righteousness. The Lord shall vindicate you. I'm going somewhere. Come now. Verse 16. He saw that there was no man. He saw. Nobody was standing up for anybody. People were not fighting for the oppressed. Like the story of the young man I told you, that the guy that was taking, doing a POP. God was taking him through many places. Who knows how many Christians he may have met. God was looking for a man. A relative that he trained, set up well, and has been sending money. Because he's the one back in their home in Togo. Is it Togo or Benin Republic? Benin Republic, yes. He's the one he's sending money to. Not only impregnated his own wife that he left behind, but to cover it up, connived with the wife and poisoned him. And you know, it wasn't just a natural poison. It was diabolical. Demons were sent. The angel of death was unleashed on him. He came back sick each day, losing weight. Life was leaving him by the day. And God kept looking for a man. Thank God that for one reason, at that moment, he came. For the work we were doing in church, he was doing the POP on the office sessions. They have finished. He has traveled. He told me, Pastor, when I come, he doesn't charge us like. So he said, when I come, I'll just come and take care of. The boys will just walk. And he came. So that they can balance accounts. And I saw him. But what happens when God doesn't find a man? He said, he found no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him and his own righteousness. Anywhere you see salvation, deliverance, you see righteousness. Watch me. I'm taking you somewhere. Follow me well. I'm not going to finish this service, this topic today. It's too high for one service. Anywhere you see deliverance, anywhere you see victory, you see righteousness. It's the righteousness of God that is the armor for salvation. Verse 17, fast please. Start getting the communion ready. For he, everybody read verse 17 with me now and read that loud. One to go. For he put on righteousness as what? As what? And a helmet of what? Salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance. For what? Okay, let me explain the mystery to this. When you see the armory of a warrior in that day, the breastplate comes before the garment. It's the garment that they put on the breastplate. So righteousness must precede vengeance. Righteousness must precede vengeance. And was clad with zeal as a cloak. A holy passion. A zeal to do what he must do. Verse 18. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries. What's our position of righteousness? Are we God's adversaries? Somebody said, therefore, being justified by faith, I have peace. So fury is not for me. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, the coastlands he will fully repay. Verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Ayalatayakata. Verse 20. Ayaka. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and those who turn from their transgression, the upright, we will get there. The fear of God is to hate evil and turn from it. Let he that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I'm telling you that when I enter this thing, you understand. To those who turn from their transgression, says the Lord, your rascality is delaying your vindication. Let me say that again. Your rascality is delaying your vindication. You see, that thing God has been trying to work on. He wants to show forth strong for you. That's why he's trying to get you to reposition yourself. Just accept. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Fast. There is something he wants to do. All those horns that have sworn that no one will raise their head in your family, they are about to see. There is wickedness. When you're a child, you won't know. In different levels, not every one of them go to demonic shrines to do things. So there are diabolic things that people do. Gang up to bear false witness against others. Somebody was talking to a friend of his and saying, by the time he's through with his master, stealing from the master, and he's boldly talking to his friend and saying, by the time he's through with his master, say the master will know that he's a wicked person. That when the master sees him in church, the master will know that Christians can be wicked. And the person attends church. I just told the story in a different way. What do you call that? Witchcraft. That's what you call it. Verse 21. Everybody read and read out loud. Shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, says the Lord, from this time. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Stand on your feet. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit everywhere. Libre de katos. Libre de katosa. Libre de kalada danshanda labaha. Libre de sotaya kaladesh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay. Okay. Yes, Lord. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Apostle Paul was talking about the weapons of righteousness. I want to show you the connection between the weapons of righteousness and the vengeance of God. Give me first. Lord, time. Okay, give me 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I will work on it later. Just let me show you a little. Verse 6. I would have read it from verse 1 to get you down there. He's talking about the things that the Thessalonian church were suffering because of people who were persecuting them, discounting them. You say you want to live righteous, and people say you won't have your way. There are opportunities that people can deny you because you want to stand on grounds of righteousness. You have a lecturer who says, until you sleep with him, he will fail you. And then he tries to fail you. You work in an office, and they say, because you profess Jesus and you stand in righteousness, they hate you. They pass you over for promotions. Go back to verse 5 or verse 4. Let me see if I can just connect it with it. Verse 4. So, okay, let me start from verse 3. It can connect me from verse. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Your faith flourishes, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. You're abounding in love. This is a church that was under heavy persecution, and they were suffering. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience. Somebody say patience. And faith in all your what? And what? Tribulation. Adversity, tribulations, trials. That you endure. And you didn't move. You kept your grounds. Because so many people, when they come under pressure, they violate the law of righteousness. Once they come under pressure, they violate the law of righteousness. I'm on my own. Nobody should look for my trouble. If you look for my trouble, I will give you. So because somebody looked for your trouble, you violated the law of righteousness and forgot who you are and began to speak in a manner that is not of love, not of grace, and not of the blessing. And he who will see good days and love life and see good days, let him reclaim his tongue. What was that? This one stayed and stood no matter what was coming against them. Verse 5. Which is manifest evidence. Watch this. Listen. Anytime you stand on righteousness, that becomes the token to provoke God's judgment. If you want your enemy to go scot-free, attack him. If you want coals of fire to be placed on his head, bless him. If he doesn't repent. Because the Lord is merciful to all if he repents. Which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Now, see what verse 6 says. Everybody read, want to go. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Have you read it in the Bible before? It is the justice of God that if you maintain the ground of faith, be patient, keep loving, keep blessing. If you understand who you are, you will stir the righteousness of God to jealousy. In jealousy, it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Raise your hands. Are you here tonight? I decree the judgment of the Lord from wherever and from whoever. Whoever has vowed that your faith won't stand, that your light won't keep shining, that the light of your family won't keep shining, that your horn won't stand and be raised in honor, that your head won't be lifted in glory. Whoever has vowed, whoever that have taken it upon themselves, that your family will not know celebrations and dedications, today, in the jealousy and the justice of the righteousness of God, may they be visited with tribulations. No, I'm not praying for myself. I'm praying for you. So stay there. Stay there. And you know what it means. If you're the one troubling a believer, you're shouting an amen to your own tribulation. That's why you need to be on the side of righteousness for this. You're not supposed to be the wicked, because this is a verdict against the wicked. So for you to not be in Christ and be the wicked, how? Be careful what you shout amen to. Be careful that you're not the one telling lies, destroying other people's influence. Telling lies, destroying other people's future. Be careful. Because when you release this kind of judgment, that's why I need you to go and settle down and do some things. Let me show you one more. Can I show you one more? All right. Which one should we go to, Lord? Psalms 37 verse 17 to 19. Let's go to verse Psalms 37. Calibrate the day. Verse 17 to 19. Lift your hands in worship as you declare it. I don't care whatever has been the attack of the enemy against us, against our family, tonight is ended. I'll give it to you. Read, want to go. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Continue. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be. Who is that person that the devil has been telling you the age that you're going to die? Who is that person that somebody even, come here fast. He's been telling you the day you are going to die. Come here fast. Who is the person? Come fast. Don't be ashamed. The Lord wants me to pray for you. He's telling you at this age you're going to die. At this age. Stand. Stand in front. Raise your hands. The devil does not know the day. The Lord knows the day. That lie is cancelled. And that voice is silenced forever. Loose it now. You're free from that bondage. Loose her now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her now. In the name of Jesus, she's free. You're free. Lift your hands. The Lord knows the day, and I want to tell you, according to Psalms, that He says He will satisfy us. Your days and the length of our days shall not be cut short. It will 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 not be cut short. Anyone that has been tormented under the bondage of the fear of death, you are free now. In the name of Jesus. Take her back and go and give her water. Verse 19, raise your hands. This is the righteous who want to go. They shall not be ashamed. Somebody say, armored. Come on, say, armored. Righteousness is the armory you wear against the onslaught of the enemy, against the onslaught of the wicked, and against the onslaught of adversity. When famine comes, when evil time comes, righteousness becomes a covering. Somebody hearing what I'm saying? Go to verse 32 to verse 33 of the same chapter 37. Lift your hands. Be praying in the spirit now. 32 and 33. Pray in the spirit. Something is happening. Something is happening. Hear me. God defends and vindicates the righteous. Lift your hands. One to go. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. And seeks to us. Let's hear the answer from the Lord. Verse 33. One to go. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. All of you that have been put under trial, all of your families that have been put under trial, the Lord will not let you be condemned. You will not be put to shame. I now declare victory. Long-awaited victory manifest now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Verse 37 to 40. The same Are you praying in the spirit?
There is so much that I need to tell you about this. This is just a foretaste. If we will gain and get into scriptures, and by the Spirit of the Lord, the layers will be open to us. You, that when they send you to go and buy something, you go there, you tell them, add this money. How many of you have noticed they are the ones that even ask you, how much do they write? They will write receipt. They will give you their own account. They will pay the money, then they will settle you. Please run from it. Run from it. I'm prosperous. Shalom, shalom. I call your life shalom, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Verse 38, keep reading. Want to go? But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 39, want to go? But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Verse 40, shout aloud. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Pray in the Spirit. Pray now, pray now. Lekos in the Canada. Lekrades on the Labaha. Lepredos on the Labragade. Yepari the coach and the Labrahat. Labrades on the Libragata. They bring the Sundali Brigade. Yepaya Gato Saka. They bring the Ko Sandalaba. Leredo Sandali Brigadosh. Pray in the Spirit. Pray, pray, pray. Yaka! Yekeleboro Tayanga. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ihi Neme. Kama Nuni. I command that they consume themselves against themselves and be fed with their own flesh and be satisfied with their own blood in the name of Jesus. I command the mighty deliverance from the hand of the mighty, from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the terrible. Whoever it is, whatever policy, whatever persecution, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Satan, hear me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command that attack against that young man, that young woman, that elderly man, that elderly woman, that family, from this day, cease. Help them all. that person? Who is that person? They that are Christ are clothed with Christ. That's the only garment you are clothed with. You can't wear any other contrary garment. You can't. The devil told you you've been wearing a garment of shame. You went somewhere, they told you you're wearing a garment of shame. It's a lie. I say it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. That power of the Holy Ghost, break that stronghold. Break that stronghold now. Break that stronghold now. Break that stronghold now. I say it's a lie in the name of Jesus. No other garment but Christ. How can you be Christ and be wearing a garment of shame? It can never be. Your face shall be radiant with glory and never covered with shame. Your face shall be radiant with glory and not covered with shame. Everything that has been a point of contact to attract shame, to attract rejection in your life is uprooted and destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Thank Him. Father, we give You praise and we give You glory. Thank You for what You've done here tonight and what You continue to do. We cannot bless You enough. But from the depths of our hearts, we say thank You. We know that we may have to close the service today, but we are not stopping the work of Your grace. Continue with us as we go home, and some who may go back to work, everywhere we are, all around the world. Let this message spread. Give it wings and give it voice. Let it be for the deliverance of many. We give You praise and we give You glory. In Jesus' name, give God a mighty praise. Oh, you really know how to praise the Lord, right? You really know how to praise the Lord, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sit down and prepare your offerings, your tithes, and your partnerships.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.